You're listening to the KNOM Volunteer Audio Blog. My name is Lauren Frost, and it's just me blogging this week. So I'm going to take this opportunity to talk about something that I personally have been working on recently. If you listened to one of the production blogs that Karen and I made, you know that part of our job is making these little PSAs or spots that we air throughout the day. And these can be about a whole variety of topics. We make spots about health and wellness information, about organizations in the community, about Alaska Native culture, about technology trends, spots just about fun facts, really a whole variety of topics, and then they air throughout the day in between songs. So one of my categories that I'm responsible for is alcohol and drug awareness. For that category, I come up with funny or moving or interesting ways of encouraging people to live a healthy lifestyle, to stay sober, to try to quit unhealthy habits. Recently, I've teamed up with a group in town to make some of these spots. I'm working with the NSHC Department of Behavioral Health. They have something called the Cultural Committee, which is a group of elders from all over the region who work on spreading the kinds of messages that I'm trying to spread with these spots. And a lot of the people who are in the cultural committee are people who have struggled with addiction in their past, and that's why they feel so moved to join the committee and help other people recover just like they did. For these spots, I've been interviewing the elders. Usually I'll have them kind of tell their life story, and then I'll edit it into several two-minute spots that focus on a message of staying sober and staying healthy. The stories that they tell are so powerful. It can be sad to hear these stories of addiction, but I think they do a really great job of offering hope at the end of their message, because there was hope for them, like they're here now sharing this message. And they're good about reminding the listener that there's hope for them too. I've made 4 so far from 2 interviews, and my goal is to interview everyone on the cultural committee in the next 2 months. Some of them are located in communities outside of Nome, so that'll require some travel, but I think it's a really worthwhile project, and I'm so excited to keep working with the cultural committee and sharing these important messages. I thought I'd share some examples of these spots with you. I'm not going to include them in the main body of this audio blog. You'll have to click on a separate audio link on the webpage, but you can hear one spot from Rose, who lives in Anchorage. I talked to her over the phone. And then one spot from Betsy, who lives here in Nome. I hope you'll find their messages as strong and as encouraging as I find them.